The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim daf nun. The Gemara and this daf says that a korban toido you're allowed to buy it with the money of Meiser. The money of Meiser Sheini you have to use to buy food items, things you'll eat in Yerushalayim with the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, and you're allowed to use the money of Ma'aseh Sheni to buy a Karban Toida. Now Rashi explains that the halacha that you're allowed to bring a Karban Toida with money Ma'aseh Sheni is only if at the time a person promised to bring a Karban Toida, he spoke out that he's allowing himself to bring his Karban Toida from money of Meiser. If not, he's not allowed to bring it from the Mois of Meiser Sheni. Now, there's a Rosh that says in Masechta Brachos that Chazal instituted that nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, if a person will have a need to bring a Karban Toida, they should bench Goimel, they should say the bracha of Goimel instead of the bringing of a Karban Toida. In other words, people bring a Karban Toida, people make a neder to bring a Karban Toida if they were saved from different situations of sakana. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayom, they will bring a Karban Toida. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, instead of the Karban Toida, Chazal instituted that they should say the Brach of Goimel. Comes the Meram Shik in a tshuva. And the Meram Shik says that based on these two ideas, based on these two halachas that we said, we could learn a new thing. We said that our Gemara is mevuar, that a person can bring a Karban Toida from the money of Ma'aseh Sheni. And the Rosh said that saying Birkas Gaimo is in place of bringing a Karban Toida. If so, says the Meram Shik, it must be that saying the Brach of Goimel is not obligatory. There's another rule. There's a halacha that anything that a person is obligated to do, to bring, they can't buy it with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni. So if the halacha would be that anybody that was in a situation of sakana is obligated to bring a Karban Toida, then it wouldn't be possible for him to bring a Karban Toida with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni. It must be that even if someone went through a mat of sakana, there's no obligation to bring a Karban Toida. It's rishos. It's a good idea. It's recommended. It's a beautiful thing. But he's not obligated to bring a Karban Toida just because he lived through a situation of sakana. Because if not, so he wouldn't be able to use money of Ma'aseh Sheni to buy the Karban. Says the Meram Shik, since the Rosh told us that the bracha, the idea of saying the bracha of Goimel, is in place of bringing the Karban Toida, so just like we proved that bringing the Karban Toida for someone that survived the sakana is only rishos, is only recommended, so too saying the Brach of Goimo is not obligatory. It's only recommendation. It's only a nice thing. It's rishos. So in other words, Meram Shik learned out of our Gemara, together with the words of the Rosh, that the idea of saying Goimel is only a reshos, is not obligatory. The truth is that he's not the only one that says that saying goyimel is only reshos. So says the Steichemed. The Steichemed is medayik like that from Rashi and Chumash. The Rashi and Chumash is mashma like that, that only if he made a neder is he obligated to fulfill his neder of bringing a carbon toida. And so says the Machzeh Avram in a tshuva, in the Arachayim Simen Lamed Gimel, that Birkas Goyimel is only reshos. And the truth is that the Magen Avram in the beginning of Simen Reish Yutes, which is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch that talks about Birkas Goyimel, is also mashma that Birkas Goyimel is only reshos. And it does seem that the main psak in Poiskim is that Birkas Goyimel is only reshos. However, there is the opinion of the Levush that in the beginning of Simen Reish Yutes says that four people are obligated to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Four people that went through a sakana, have obligation to thank Hashem. And the Prima Gaudim says that based on the words of the Levush, it's a halacha that somebody that survived the sakana is obligated to bring a carbon toida. So he says like this, even though a person not obligated to bring a carbon toida min ha-toira, even though the biblically there's no obligation of bringing a carbon toida, nevertheless, it's a takana of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was commanded that people have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam if they survive the sakana. And therefore, the obligation of thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for surviving a sakana has a level of Divrei Kabbalah. It's like a mitzvah that was commanded by Nevi'im. It's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. And we find that, says the Prima Gaudim, that divrei Kabbalah are quite stringent. The mitzvahs that we're obligated to do through Nevi'im, the Beis Yosef says that they, in a certain ways, they are like biblical obligations. In certain ways, they are like Divrei Torah. And the Prima Gaudim says, based on that, that A, to say Goyimel is the level of a Divrei Torah. B, it's obligatory. It's not just a reshus, it's not just recommended, but something that the person is obligated. And therefore, he says that if somebody has a suffix, if they said Goyimel or did not say Goyimel, they would be obligated to say Goyimel again. Because Safek Divrei Kabbalah, says the Prima Gaudim, if it's a Safek, if it's a doubt, if someone fulfilled a Kabbalah obligation, they're obligated to do it over. Says the Prima Gaudim, even though he's obligated to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam a second time, but what's the obligation of saying Goyimel? On the Divrei Kabbalah level, and the Iker HaLacha, what David HaMelech commanded to do was only to thank Hashem. On the Divrei Kabbalah level, a person is only obligated to say some type of thank you. He's not obligated to say this specific bracha. And therefore, if a person had a doubt, if they said Goyimel or not, they would not have to say the Beracha again, but they would have to thank Hashem again. They would have to do some fulfillment of benching of Goyimel again. As a side note, this that the Prima Gaudim understands that when it's a suffix of Divrei Kabbalah, a person has to be machmer. If it's a question, if someone fulfilled an obligation that's on Divrei Kabbalah level, the Prima Gaudim says a person has to redo it. Many Achroinim disagree. The Badi Ashochan, in his Biurim in Simen Kuf Yod, by the Halachas of Svek Sveika, he brings on that there's a Noid Bihuda that says not like that, and he bases on Iran that it's Mavur not like that. There's a Yeshua Yisrael that says not like that. But there are others that do say like this primigodim. There's a divrei chamudos that says like this primigodim. There's others that do say like this primigodim. It does seem like the main halacha is actually not like this primigodim, and the main halacha would be that Safek Divrei Kabbalah is not Lachmer. That's what so seems. But be that as it may, the Primigodim, based on the Levush, is of the opinion that Goimel is obligatory, and it's obligatory on the level of Divrei Kabbalah, but the obligation is limited to thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. The obligation is not does not necessitate that one says this exact nusach. They could thank the Ribbono Shel Olam in another way. And in truth, there is also the opinion of the Shulchan Atar that also follows this opinion. He also is of the opinion that benching Goimel is an obligation. So what comes out from what we said so far is that we had a machlokes. Some opinions say that benching Goimel for somebody that survived the Sakana is not obligatory, and others say it is obligatory. We had that the Primigodim said it's obligatory and obligatory on the level of Divrei Kabbalah. However, it does seem that the main halacha is not like the Primigodim, and the main halacha is that it's not obligatory. Even if somebody is to suspect that it is obligatory, they should realize that the obligation is limited to thanking Hashem and not necessarily to saying this bracha. I mean, you could say that according to the Primigodim that it's obligatory, so midrabbanan, they're obligated to say this bracha. Just that the Primigodim is saying that if someone already is mesubik, if they already did it. So now, it's a safek. So when it's a safek, then on the Rabbanon level of saying this specific one, then he could patter himself. And the Divrei Kabbalah level, that a safek Divrei Kabbalah, he has to redo it. And that level, he only has to go ahead and say, thank Hashem in any way. So you could say that in the opinion of the Primigodim, he's obligated the chatchila, in other words, if he knows for sure that he did not thank Hashem, then he has to say this exact nosach. The Primigodim that says he could say another way of thanking Hashem is only going if he has a safek, if he fulfilled it already. Okay, again, let's leave that as a side note. The main halacha is that the whole goimel is only reshos. That seems to be the main halacha. Now, there's many discussions in Poskim and Halacha when, which cases, which situations is somebody obligated to bench Goimel. Perhaps one of the very common questions that come up, and you perhaps heard of it, is the question, does somebody bench Goimel when flying on an airplane? But Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion that if somebody flies on an airplane, even on a domestic flight, they should say Goimel after they flew. Others were of the opinion that if somebody flies even over the ocean, they don't say Goimel. It's said that the Brisker Rav would not bench Goimel even if he flew over the ocean. However, the most prevalent custom, as far as what I'm aware of, is that what most people fear is that they will only recite Goimel if they flew over the ocean. From a domestic flight, they won't recite Birkas Goimel. If they flew over the ocean, they do recite Birkas Goimel. Exactly how this custom evolved, I don't know. But that seems to be the most prevalent custom. Now, as we saw, most poskim are of the opinion the one's not obligated, and therefore if someone were to be chayshish, like the Brisker Rav, it could easily be understood. On the other hand, as much as we said that benching goyimel is only reshus according to main halacha, nevertheless, there's already early achrayim that say, even though it's reshus, a person should not be mezalzel with it. A person should be careful to do it as much as possible, even though it's not a full obligation. So therefore, if someone has a situation that they lived through a sakana, they survived a sakana, they should ask a shayla if that sakana is obligated or recommended. As we said, on Lachayra, they'll never be obligated. The question is if they'll be recommended to say Gaimel or not. And a person should also be aware that the halachas vary greatly between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. The halachas of benching Gaimel according to the Medas HaMachaber is very different than according to Das Rimo. And as such, the halacha for the Sfaradim differs greatly than for the Ashkenazim. Let's continue on with how a person says Goyimel. How and when a person says Goyimel. So the Rambam is already pretty much mevuar that when a person benches Goyimel, they're supposed to stand. So comes the Ben Ish Chai, and the Ben Ish Chai says that the reason why a person has to stand when they bench Goyimel is because since the idea of benching Goyimel, like we said from the Rosh, is in place of bringing a carbon taida, and doing the avoid of a carbon requires that a person stands, so too, when they bench Goyimel, they have to stand. Says the Ben Ish Chai, and since we're saying that it's comparable to bringing a carbon taida, just like a person has to stand, they also can't say it at night, just like you can't bring a carbon toida at night. And so says also, there's a Sefer Divrei Menachem, that he says, a person should not bench Goyimel at night, since it's in the place of bringing a carbon toida. So there's an interesting Maram Shik. The Maram Shik brings down such a possibility that perhaps a person has to bench Goyimel by day, instead of night, because it's in place of bringing a carbon toida. And says Maram Shik, if that's the case, then why is a person allowed to bench Goyimel on Shabbos and Yom Tov? All the time we see people go to shul on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they get an aliyah and they bench Goyimel. The chayra, if it's in place of bringing a carbon toida, the halacha is that Yachid is not allowed to bring his carbon on Shabbos and Yom Tov. A nedava, a yachid, such carbonis of toida are not allowed to be brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So how could a person bring, say, bench goyimel on Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's in place of a toida? If you're telling me it's so far compared to a carbon toida that that's why you have to stand, and because of it you can't say it at night, so then why are you allowed to say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Maram Shik says an interesting thing. He says more than that. He says, we know that you're not allowed to daven an extra Shemayna Esrei on a Dava Shemayna Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since davening Shemayna Esrei is in the place of a carbon, and you're not allowed to bring a donation carbon on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So too, you're not allowed to have a donation Shemayna Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this Birkas Goyimel should be the same way if we're comparing the Birkas Goyimel to the carbon toida. Says the Maram Shik, no. Says the Maram Shik, the reason why, the way that benching Goyimel is compared to carbon toida, it's compared to the spritzing of the blood of the carbon toida. It's not compared to the shechting of the carbon toida, it's compared to the zrikas hadam of the carbon toida. And the halacha is that if someone already shechted the toida and Shabbos and Yom Tov, then they would spritz the blood. Once someone did the wrong thing, they shechted already, they would already spritz the blood. So The Karma Toidah is looked at, the Birkas Goyimel is looked at spritzing the blood that could be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, says the Maram Sheikh, so why don't I say the same thing on a Tfilas Nedava? So he says, Karma Toidah, the Birkas Goyimel is like, since the obligation came already, so it's like it started already. It's like it had that shechita already. So it's like it started already, and then we have this Zvikas Dam that we, once it was starting, we could go and finish it off. Whereas if someone's going to come and make a donation, Shemayna Esri on Shabbos, they're starting something on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that they can't do. It's an interesting Ramshik. The Chassam Sofer, he brings down such a possibility that perhaps the Rambam said that you have to stand when you say Goymo because it's compared to bringing the Karban Toidah. Says the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't believe that when the Rosh said that Birkas Goymel today is in place of bringing the Karban Toidah, that the Rosh meant so far that it's compared to bringing a Karban Toidah. Yes, it's in place of bringing a Karban Toidah, but that doesn't mean, says the Chassam Sofer, that it has all the laws of bringing the Karban Toidah. In some ways, in conceptually, and in some ways, it's compared to bringing a Karban Toidah. But it's not the same thing. And says the Chassam Sofer, it's Pashut, that the reason why a person should stand when they bench Goymel is not because it's compared to bringing a Karban Toidah. And don't tell me that you can't bench Goymel at night because it's considered like you're bringing a Karban Toidah. So there is another Mehalach, the Eliyahu Rabbah, says a different reason why a person has to stand when they bench Goymel. Says Eliyahu Rabbah, a person has to stand when they bench Goymel because benching Goymel is like saying Hallel. It's like thanking Hashem. And just like when somebody says Hallel and thanks Hashem, they have to stand. Aloha's Hallel has to be said standing. So too, when a person benches Goymel, they have to stand. Following that reasoning, says the Pesach Advir, that a person should not bench Goymel at night, since Hallel can't be said at night, so therefore you can't say Goymel at night either. So this is a second way how we can explain the Rambam of why Goymel has to be said standing, because it's like Hallel. And in this understanding also, we have the Achrayim say, if this is the reason, then Goymel also cannot be said at night. The Chassam Sofer brings down this reasoning also. The Chassam Sofer asks a question, he says, if you're telling me that Goymel has to be said standing because it's like Hallel, then why don't I say the same thing by reading the Megillah? Reading the Megillah, the Gemara says, Kriyosuzu Alayla, that reading the Megillah and Purim is like saying Hallel. And even so, the Halach is, you're allowed to lay in the Megillah sitting down. So, the Chassam Sofer is not very excited with this explanation of the Eliyahu Rabbah. It's Eliyahu Rabbah, somebody before the Chassam Sofer, but he's not very excited. The Chassam Sofer himself says a different pshat than the Rambam. The Chassam Sofer says the reason why Goymel is supposed to be said standing is since Goymel is supposed to be said in a tzibur together with 10 people, so out cover that tzibur, a person has to stand. The covet of the congregation, of the other people that are there, he's saying something in front of the whole tzibur, so out cover that tzibur, that's why he has to stand. And so, we went through different halachas of benching Goymel. We discussed whether Goymel is obligatory or reshos, and we said most opinions say it's only reshos. Then we discussed that Goymel has to be said standing, and we discussed three possible reasons why Goymel has to be said standing, and two out of those three reasons had that just like it has to be said standing, it has to be said by day, not by night. And with this, we will conclude this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.